What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Gordon, and today I'm going to be giving you my opinion on all this crazy recent news that has destroyed the fantasy community. And just a quick disclaimer right now, you are 100% going to be hearing my son because I'm taking care of his cute ass right now. So, just as an FYI. Starting off with, of course, the most thing, you know, people are going bonkers over, which is Leonard Fournette being released. And now he's, you know, free roaming the safari, wondering which running back situation he wants to fuck up completely. Now, I do have my predictions on where he might land and places where others think he will. The destinations I think and I can see him ending up in are Seattle, Pittsburgh, Miami, Chicago, and New Orleans. You know, if they're fucking retarded and they don't re-sign, you know, to an extension for Alvin Kamara. But I'll get into that later. The places other people keep suggesting are Kansas City, Philadelphia, New England, Washington, both LA teams, and Tampa Bay. First, my reasons for the teams others are suggesting and why I think he won't go there. And there are multiple reasons, such as some of these teams drafted running backs within the third round draft capital or higher in the past 2 years. Some of them have, you know, very talented workhorse backs already, and Leonard Fournette's not looking for a backup sort of, you know, be a spell kind of running back. He doesn't want that kind of role. And none of these teams, except maybe, you know, the Patriots, are very run-oriented. And he wants to be in a system where the running back will thrive and he will get his touches to make him look good as he's now playing for his future and to prove everyone wrong. Now, some reasons the other teams are good fits. You know, these teams have either, you know, some beat-up guy who's never been able to stay healthy, i.e. the Steelers and Seahawks. And, you know, you have the Bears who have Montgomery, who, yes, underperformed to a degree and is now injured. So it's more of a how does the team really feel about him coming back and being the guy for da Bears? The Dolphins, you know, you can just put Jordan Howard and Matt Breda together and boom, you got Leonard Fournette. So now you can have a more diverse play calling, and he's still young, so they can actually sign him for a longer contract if they really wanted to, and that would actually look really nice. You know, if you look at their team, it would be Tua, Williams, Gesicki, Parker, and him. I think that's a pretty decent offense in my opinion. Real quick, I just gotta let you guys know about Monkey Knife Fight, which is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports game. Their website is ridiculously user-friendly and easy to navigate through. And if you sign up today using my promo code FFLOVERS, you will get up to a $50 match on your first deposit. That's free money, guys. Sign up today and join the fun that Monkey Knife Fight has to offer. Because, you know, as of right now, you're missing out. Now, the people to benefit from all of this chaos are Ryquil Armstead, Chris Thompson, and Devin Ozigbo. But who do you take? Who's going to actually pan out? Who's the best value? Do I avoid this backfield altogether? All these questions racing through your minds, and I'm here to tell you to shut your ass up and listen to me. Ozigbo is a poor man's Le'Veon Bell, as he has nice vision and makes nice cuts, but he doesn't have any breakaway speed. He's an okay receiver, but, you know, nothing real flashy. Chris Thompson, on the other hand, is only good at being a receiver, and everyone seems to like the connection with him and Jay Gruden, but I'm here to tell you to stay your ass away from him, as he hasn't even finished a complete season since 2016. That's 4 freaking years ago, aka like half a running back's career.
Lastly, the guy who I actually love and is the pickup of the year is Ryquell Armstead. He's got the profile to be a three-down workhorse, and showed last year he can handle that role in the one game that he was given. So tell me why you would feel comfortable letting go of a guy who can do it all just to throw yourself into a committee, as in what I'm saying, as the organization for the Jaguars. You know, as an offensive coordinator, it's way easier to scheme and gameplay with a back that can do it all and do it well. He's going to be this year's James Conner, in my opinion, and you will not be disappointed in picking him up.
Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I just have to let you know about Thrive Fantasy. It's a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport, and you only have to choose half of the players given to you for the lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The riskier the pick, the more points you get. Rack up the points to win a share of the prize pool. Also, use promo code FFLOVERS, no space, when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the app or Play Store, or simply by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
Next, we have Alvin Kamara, who is either getting a fat extension or being shipped off to God knows where. I don't think the Saints would trade him for multiple reasons. One, if the team that they're trying to trade for wants a running back, they can just go get Fournette for way cheaper, who has motivation to do awesome anyways. And they wouldn't have to give up draft capital to do so. And they wouldn't have to pay Kamara big money as well once they, you know, get him traded over to them. So, now also for the Saints side of it, you know, they're in a win-now mode, and they don't need Breeze to have one less weapon to try to send him to the Super Bowl. Also, as a franchise, why the hell would you allocate your money to the third-string quarterback who plays a bunch of random-ass positions everywhere for $21 million before locking in your stud running back? I think they have a plan to keep him there, so draft him with confidence, guys. Another big thing that happened was the Raiders decided to say screw it and throw Tyrell Williams on the season-ending IR. So what does that mean for pass catchers in this offense? Well, Bryan Edwards is the clear-cut starter at the X receiver, which is great news for him. But I don't think he's the only beneficiary. I think Darren Waller, who was already bound for some positive touchdown regression, is now set to see even more targets in the red zone and get most of those jump balls. Waller was already one of Derek Carr's favorite targets, and now he might even be in the, you know, Kelce Kittle type of volume in production this year, as he might end up being, you know, funneled the ball every so often. It also helps, you know, Renfro slightly as well, because when they go into three wide receiver sets, he's going to be on the field more often. In other news, Joe Mixon signed himself a nice little contract, so don't worry, and you know, you can go ahead and draft his ass again. The Dolphins released Ricardo Louie and Chester Rogers, so here's my nice sleeper for dynasties, is Mr. Gary Jennings. Yep, the guy who failed with the Seahawks, but redemption could be on the horizon for him. As Jakeem Grant is a return specialist, and Isaiah Ford can easily be beaten out, as he's nowhere near the type of athlete that Jennings is. Also, a guy that I was high on initially, I'm starting to fade a lot more, is Curtis Samuel, who has been underperforming very drastically so much in training camp, which worries me to the fact that he's not worth it for redraft unless proven otherwise, or, you know, injury, of course, to either DJ Moore or Robbie Anderson. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. Be sure to go and follow me on Twitter at FFLovers_. That is at FFLovers_. and on Instagram at Fantasy Football Lovers. And, you know, of course, go right on ahead, hit that little links, the link that I have in both my Instagram and in my Twitter. You can go and find everything that you want and or need, such as my merch, such as going to Monkey Knife Fight, such as going to Thrive Fantasy, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, so long, you filthy freaks.